From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dressed
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Steve Harvey,
when? Oh, listen.
Steve Harvey,
why don't you join
me? Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
Steve Harvey,
you know
y'all.
You
better give me some
eggs while
I listen to
you. Steve
Harvey,
yeah. Why don't
you join me?
I sure will. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I've been saying it like that since I got it, too. All right, got a good one for you today. Yesterday, the other day, I was talking to you about the most effective weapon available to us as human beings, I think, is prayer. I think prayer helps us in so many ways. But right now, what I want to do is I want to show you how prayer pays off. I want to show you what good it can do for you. Even me, I use it every day. And the days I don't use it, I feel it. The days that I go, you know, without talking to him as much, I notice it. I feel it. I feel a certain kind of way. You know, that doubt starts slipping in again. That uneasy feeling of uncertainty slips in again. That wondering what I'm going to do starts slipping in again. It happens to me. It happens to everybody, man, I think. I really, really do. You know, if people would just keep it real with each other, stop being this Christian, this Superman, because you ain't. You ain't. There's a scripture that says there's none perfect. No, not one. That's everybody. That cover all of us, don't it? So sometimes I think we're a little too hard on each other with that too, seeing as how we not perfect. We immediately want to just oh, man, you just want to kill when we find somebody do something wrong, especially if it go public. Everything go public now called social media. But anyway, I just want to talk to you about how prayer pays off. It's called the ROI in money. People got money, call it ROI, so return on investment. People are always looking for a return on investment. You know, nobody in business really gives you money without understanding the return on investment. They don't even give monies to charities unless they think it can do something with the bottom line. A lot of companies work like that. I found that out myself. Sad, but it is true. So since everything is expected to work on a return on investment, I assume because we're human beings. So since we're all human beings, whether you're in business or not, you're still in the business of living. I think when you pray, you should expect a return on your investment. You talk to him. You spent time opening up to him. You bowed your head to him. You humbled yourself. You got on your knees. I mean, but really we're talking God here, so really what you're doing ain't really about nothing, be honest with you. The little bit that you do on his behalf, it just pales in comparison with what he does. But let's just say you want to call yourself invested. Well, let me show you how it pays off. This is for me now. Prayer pays off in different ways. That's what I had to learn. See, I was praying, but I was asking him specifically for what I wanted. I had the audacity, though, to turn around and tell him how to do what I wanted. That's amazing, man. I can't tell you how many blessings I blocked coming my way by putting my faith in what I said I wanted and how I wanted him to do it. I want you to give me this. I want that person to go away. I want this person to accept everything you say. Then I want to go over here and I want this deal to happen like this. And I want that person to just step aside and let me through. And then I had it mapped out. God must have been chuckling really hard. He had to be going, boy, I made you to be funny, but boy, you funny now. So you're going to tell me how to do it. And you've all heard this right here. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. Well, that's what I did. And that's how we pray a lot of times. We pray. And we pray in the prayer, we're telling him how to work it out. Well, here's the deal. This is what I've learned. Prayer pays off in different ways. There's a different return of my investment when I pray. See, sometimes when I'm praying for something, a situation to dissolve itself or go away, sometimes I get courage out of the prayer. Prayer provides me courage. That's just to go on and look at it, I guess. Face it. Then sometimes when I'm praying about a situation, sometimes prayer gives me hanging power. Sometimes, man, I look up and I'm just handling it better. Sometimes prayer gives you laugh it off power. Sometimes, man, you just got to laugh it off. Whatever, man. You tripping. Do you know what that is if you could do that? You know, sometimes it gives you a show of strength, power. Sometimes prayer allows you to have the appearance that you got it all together. Nobody got to know the whirlwind, the tornado, the hurricane that's swirling in your life. You standing over there like the eye of the hurricane. You just, and it's all swirling around you, but you standing there like the eye. You just as calm. That's what prayer does. So when you pray, man, it builds up a lot of things in you. You know what it's done for me? Prayer has built up character in me. It's made me have more character because I'm able to stand stronger on the things I say because I've been praying. Because I've been asking God for all of those return of investments. I've been asking God for courage. I've been asking God for hanging that power. I've been asking him to give me the power to walk away. I've asked him to give me ignored power. I've asked him to help me laugh it off. I've asked him to show me strength. But you know what I was doing? I was really praying, not really for them things, be real with you. I was asking him to help me. Lord, help me. You ever done that? You ever asked God for help? And then all of a sudden a list of these things show up? See, sometimes how you want the problem to be solved ain't the best way. There's a lesson to be learned when we make mistakes. And sometimes you got to stay in that fire and you got to learn that lesson. But guess what, though? When you come out of it, you're going to be better for it. You're going to know more about it. Come on, y'all, pray. He's solid. His word is true. It lasts forever. He do what he say he going to do now. All day, all night, 24/7. He do it all day, all night, and then some more. His word don't ever change. It's true. It works for me. It worked for you. It worked for Jakes. It worked for Osteen. It worked for Kirk Franklin. It worked for Paula White. It worked for Billy Graham. It worked for Mother Teresa. It worked for Gandhi. It worked for princes, Arabs. It worked, man. It worked for you. What you waiting for? Why don't you put prayer in your game? Watch what happened to you. You sitting in that jail cell and you struggling with it, and they telling you blood in, blood out, you can't get in. That's foolishness, man. What you mean? God can get you out of anything. Look, man, if you done read your Bible, he done got some people out of some sticky situations. I don't know what you're talking about. If Daniel was in the lion's den and Jonah was in the belly of the whale, what you talking about? Where you at? You just sitting in a cell with some dudes around you talking about what they going to do. Man, you got to be real. God can't nothing do nothing. Nobody do, can't nobody do nothing to you. God won't give you the strength to handle. Prayer changes things, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animal trainers, puppeteers, all of y'all, coaches, teachers, gymnasts, attorneys, bus drivers, truck drivers, school crossing guards, students, everybody, let me have your attention. I have an announcement to make. God, Almighty God, who sits in heaven, the creator of all things, all good things, I have news for you. He loves you. He really does. He loves you. And that God is in the forgiving business. Today, right now, nothing you've done, he's not willing to forgive. You can't fall so low that he can't come get you. You ain't in a hole so deep he ain't went and got people like you before you. God is good, man. And I'm grateful for that. That's what I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for forgiveness. Over and over and over and over. I've used, you know how they say he'll forgive you time and time again? I've used all my agains. I'm working on some more. Man, God is good. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry Collar, Pharrell Mouth of the South, Junior, Government Name, Kill Space, and the legend of Nephew Tommy all day. It's election day in Georgia. Yeah. That's an important day. We have to go and make a statement to rid ourselves of this plague. We've got to rid ourselves of this plague of ignorance that's down there trying to perpetrate as a senator. We got to get to the polls. Rain, sleet, hail, or snow, we have got to go to the polls. It don't matter. Let us go. We got to show up so they know. We ain't doing this no more. not you. I want this to be over so we can stop watching these ignorant ads on TV.
Ooh, yeah,
I want Herschel to lose so he can just go on back to Texas. I don't know where they dug him up from, but they need to put him back. I know they shame of him. I know they are. I know they are.
Yeah.
Because he's shame. Everybody's shame. You got to be kidding if you think. What, Junior, what, man?
Man, you was on it. Unky's election day, man. Ain't no other form of
You know,
thing
I need
to
just
that.
Stay right there, man, and encourage everybody that hasn't voted like myself. Mm-hmm. I got to go today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to hair up. I got to get off. I got to go get in line.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be encouraging of people today to get there and vote. You know, man, I just, it has to be done. And today, you know, here's the thing about today, though. Win, lose, or draw, we going to be fine. The show would be nice to win, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you know, this is a win that you actually can participate in. This ain't like you watching a football game, the NFL yesterday, and was pulling for your team and they didn't come through. You can actually participate in this one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve.
You can actually do something about it. Yes, ma'am.
It might rain today.
And?
In Atlanta,
in Georgia, it might rain.
All that's cool. And we still got to go get in line.
All right.
Get your umbrella.
Hey, man, listen to me.
Our
phone
fathers
protested
right.
in the rain. They protested in the snow. They protested under them fire hoses. They protested under them German shepherds. They protested under illegal lynching. They protested under all things.
Come on.
We got to go vote. All we got to do is vote and get wet. That's all.
Vote.
Get one of them damn Gucci raincoats on you done bought.
Coming up at the 32 minutes after the hour, it's the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and Run That Prank Back. What you got for us today, Neff?
Your wife is cheating on both of us. Wow. Your wife is cheating on both of us. Let's go.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Terrence, please.
Who's calling? Who's this?
My name is Mark. How you doing, brother? I work with your wife, Veronica. We're on the same sales floor together. I think I met you before, but I don't know if you remember meeting me. But I work at the job with Veronica.
Is everything all right there, or what's going on?
No. Everything's straight here at the job. No, not a problem at all at the job. But I wanted to.
Is she all right, or is everything all right?
Yeah. She's all right. She's perfectly fine, man. I actually, like I said, my name is Mark, man. You don't remember me, Terrence, but I just wanted to talk to you. Like I say, you know, I got some things on that's been bothering me for a minute, and I just kind of wanted to reach out to you, and you know, just kind of have like a little heart to heart talk with you, man. So maybe you know, we can get things in a better position. But I just wanted me and you to have a conversation.
Wait a minute, did Veronica give you my number, or how did you get my number? That's what I'm trying to. Like, what's going on?
I've had your number. I just hadn't never reached out to you before. But like I say though, man, this has been bothering me for a minute, and I wanted to get it off my chest so you and I can try to, I guess, fix this whole issue. But I just want us to see if we can fix it, you know?
Well, fix the issue. What's the issue? I don't understand. I'm not following you. I don't understand. What is the issue?
So, but now, you know, like I said, I went on and
Come
got
on,
the nerve
man.
To get
it
you.
Out. Brother, spit it out. Talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. Your wife, man, is cheating on both of us. And we got to figure out we got to do something about this, man.
Did you say she's eating on both of us? What did you say?
She is cheating.
Like
she is cheating on the both of us, bro.
Wait a minute. It sounds like you said cheating.
Veronica
cheating
is. Listen to me, Terrence. Veronica is cheating on both of us.
You saying Veronica's cheating on me?
And me, you know? And we gotta figure out what we're gonna do, man. But as a husband, I'm gonna need you to step up and get this thing in order.
What you talking about? You saying Veronica is cheating on me with you?
No. She's cheating on both of us with somebody else. I've been noticing her going out with this, you know, going to lunch with this other cat. So I got pissed off about it. So I said, you know what? I can't take it no more. I'm calling Terrence.
You saying to me that my wife has been cheating around the job with somebody else?
She cheating on both of us, dude.
I don't get what you mean if my wife is cheating on me and you calling me to tell me that she's cheating on me, I appreciate that. But I don't get what you're saying she's cheating on both of us. I don't get that part. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, me and Veronica have been, you know, kind of cool, you know, last 8 months to a year. We've been, you know, pretty tight here at the job. You know what I'm saying? So,
listen, what you mean y'all been cool? That's what I don't understand. Like, what do you mean y'all been cool? Because that's my wife. Tell me what you're talking about.
All I'm saying is me and her been real cool. We've been real tight, you know. Sometimes we take lunch and then, you know, don't come back. That's our thing, though. But, you know, now, you know, I'm noticing, you know, she done went out, you know, she done went to lunch a couple times with this brother named Alan. And I'm like, okay, no, it ain't finna go down like this here. You know what I'm saying?
Are you f***ing my wife, man?
Hey, that's not why I called you. I called you to
my wife. That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you about this dude named Alan. I need you to step up as the husband and fix this.
But you telling me that my wife is cheating on both of us. There ain't no cheating on both of us. If she's cheating, she's cheating on me. You telling me that you're with my wife too? That you've been messing around with my wife?
That's not the part I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about this dude named Alan, man. That's what I'm trying to get out.
We're going to get to Alan. You saying that my wife, man, it's some crazy shit. Yo, you know what, man? I'm about to put my foot right up your because I don't play those games. You with her, she's with me. We messing around. We doing this and doing that. It don't work like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, I hear what you're saying, but the beef ain't with me. The beef is with Alan.
She's messing over
both of us with Alan, dog.
I'm about to call her a three-way because this is some bullshit right here. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, hold on, bro. I just want you to deal with Alan.
Are you at the job right now?
I'm at the job, yeah.
I'm about to come put my foot all in your You understand me?
No, I hear you, man. Alan is the one that then blew this thing out of proportion, dog. She messing over me and you with this here.
There ain't no me and you. I don't share. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You don't hear me. You don't hear me. I don't share. There ain't no sharing that goes on over here.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
I do. I'm just saying, you know.
What are you saying? Meet me right now. Meet me right now. I'm about to come up here where you at right now. Where you at?
I'm at the job where Ronnie at. I call her Ronnie. I'm at the job where Ronnie at.
What?
I call her Ronnie. I call Veronica Ronnie. I mean, that's my little nickname to her.
I'm all right, but up there.
Well, hold on. Ronnie.
Ain't
Ronnie.
No hold on. You
hold
keep
on. She right here.
She's right where?
She's right here. Right here.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, cool, man. Here, cool. But can I tell you what she's saying?
I don't want to hear what she said. I want her on the phone right now.
Okay, but can I tell you what she telling me to tell you?
She ain't telling you to tell me a damn thing. Because the only thing that you're going to be getting is my foot up your
Okay, but Ronnie want me to tell you this, man. Just listen to me, Terrence. She wants me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Veronica.
You know what? I don't play this. I'm going to all y'all up here, man. I'm going to all y'all up. I'm going to give you an old school whooping. Y'all ain't even right for that.
You all right, man?
I'm sweating. No, I'm not all right. I'm in the car. I'm sweating. I was on my way over there. I'm about to go to jail messing around with y'all.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, as the CLO with the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, celebrity baby news, actress Keke Palmer is expecting, celebrity wedding news, Blair Underwood is getting married, okay? And in other entertainment news, yeah. Good Morning America will discipline T.J. Holmes and A.B. Roebuck for their romantic scandal affair. plus, it's election day, as we mentioned earlier, in Georgia. Get out and vote today for Raphael Warnock. That is our message on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, okay?
Period. Period. Yes.
We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. Brianna from Dallas says, there are two different guys at my company that I've slept with. My boyfriend is going to my office Christmas party with me, and I'm worried because I have a reputation in the office for being great in bed. Surely these guys won't mention it, right?
Well,
you know, but, guys don't
well, not
stuff,
if, not
do
if they.
They
don't want their ass whooped. But okay. You know, because the new boyfriend dudes know that. But now. Mm-hmm. Oh, when they drinking the eggnog, they're going to be looking over the top of the glass, though.
Uh-huh.
You, and they're going to be drinking, but they ain't really going to be swallowing the eggnog. They're just going to have it up to their mouth. Yeah. They're going to be looking over the top of that glass the whole evening, trying to get your attention. So let me ask you something, too, young lady. What made you go to work and get the reputation that's great in bed? You didn't want to be like the top typer or... You didn't want to be the best filer.
Typer.
You didn't, you didn't want to get none of the regular records. You didn't want to, you know, be the one that, you know, codes the best down at the office. You wanted
employee
to go down
the
there
month.
And be the one that do the most turnouts.
Best presentations.
Yeah, you didn't want that. You didn't want to buy, you didn't want employee of the month, huh? Oh, okay. You went
just
for something right, else.
Yeah.
Just
DJ
asking.
Holmes in it. Just yeah. DJ Holmes.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. Moving on to Victoria in Jersey City. Victoria says, I moved into my man's house after he got a divorce, and his ex-wife walked in on us the other night. I was up, but my man was asleep. I threatened her and took the house key from her, and I asked my man to change the locks, but he doesn't think it's necessary. Should I call a locksmith or move out of his house?
Well, you handled your business. You took the key. He don't think you need to change the lock because you got the key.
Oh, is that?
That's all that is. I don't know what she walked up in there thinking was gonna happen, but you surprised her. Please know when she walked in and you was up. Oh, she was surprised, and when you took the key, she was scared.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
why
you
she
handled
gave it
your
up
business. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You was operating over the what do they call that? Eminent domain.
Yes.
You
yes,
are operating
yes.
and that's functioning well in it, girl. Congratulations. Handle your business. So, you know,
right.
He said, I don't think it's necessary to change the lock because you took the key.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations on the way you handled it.
Okay. All right, Victoria.
I sure wish I could hear what you said, though, because that ain't in the
You
letter.
Ain't lying.
At all. What do you think she said?
Oh, I can't. If the reason it ain't in the letters, because we can't say it on the radio.
Uh-huh.
That's one.
Mm-hmm.
What the?
All right, moving on to Jocelyn.
Oh, no. The...
You ain't up in this.
I wish the... It was a lot of
questions.
Because
it was at night, so she was scared. Probably, too. All right. Jocelyn in the DMV says, I'm 41 years old and I want to be married by the time I'm 45. But it takes time to get to know a man. I can tell in the first few days if it's a love connection. I also believe in having sex early to test it out. At my age, should I wait 90 days for sex?
Well, let's look at it like this. You ain't been married and you want to be married by 45.
Yes, she's 41. Uh-huh.
You've had a system in place, and one of your systems is you have sex early
to test it out. Yeah.
Now, you do understand that test, everybody taking the test now.
Test.
One, yeah, two, you're not the test. Tester.
Mm-hmm.
You are also the testee.
Oh.
Because the taste test ain't been working out for you.
What?
See, the taste test ain't been working out for you. You've been passing out, you know, yourself early.
Okay.
And now you've been trying to test these men. Well, you've been getting tested, and you ain't passed the test yet. You ain't married.
Hmm.
Everybody don't pass the taste test.
Okay. She's also asking, at her age, should she wait 90 days for sex?
Well, you ain't been waiting 90 days before and you ain't married.
Uh-huh. Maybe she
if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting.
Oh.
So maybe what you need to do is your testing is off. Have you ever met a person whose picker was off? Like, you ever heard somebody tell you, girl or boy, your picker's off. You're picking them wrong.
Yeah, you can't pick them. You don't know.
Sometimes your system, see, her testing system is wrong.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what you mean.
You learn from her mistakes.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah. Example, you in the grocery store. You pushing your cart around. Uh-huh. They got the little sausages, the lady frying them in the electric fryer. Got the toothpicks in them.
Uh-huh.
You know how you do that? You get them samples.
Yeah, like at Costco. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Costco and Sam's, baby.
Now, how many times do people turn around and buy the sausage? Or do they just keep riding around in a circle getting the samples?
Yeah.
To eat. Hello.
Good analogy. Yeah. Good analogy.
I done rolled around got about 8 of them things. Ain't bought now sausage. But since you passing out testers.
Tail.
Oh, okay. Let me keep taking the test.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. Take
DMV.
The toothpicks out the meat.
Go ahead and buy it.
Just put the sausage for sale. Get all the toothpicks out the meat because somebody's picking your tray clean.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I got a new visual when I go to Costco.
Yeah, I know y'all uncomfortable with that one. I know it's very uncomfortable, but it's a very compelling answer. Next time you're in Costco and you're walking past a tray of food, just go, Steve said, take your toothpicks out your meat. Everybody don't need to test it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. This is our last one, Steve, our last one. Sent in Little Rock says, I was in a bad car accident. And when I left the hospital, my dad surprised me with a sports car I'd always dreamed of having. I live in the hood, so the car stays parked at his house. He drives it more than I do, and when I want to drive it, he's already made plans. Should I tell him to just keep the car?
He didn't buy the car for you.
At all.
He told your mama he was buying the car for you. Your daddy having a middle-age crisis. He bought the car for him because he live in the hood. That's how, it's the car he always wanted too.
Right.
So that's why he driving it, and then every time you need it, he got a plan. He didn't buy the car for you. You ain't got to tell him to keep it. He didn't kept it.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Celebrity baby news. We got to say congratulations to 29-year-old actress Kiki Palmer. Kiki announced that she's pregnant and expecting her first child with her boyfriend, Darius Jackson. Kiki made the announcement while she guest hosted Saturday Night Live this past Saturday night. So congratulations to Kiki.
Yay! Mm-hmm. I love
mm-hmm.
Kiki Palmer.
Uh-huh.
Happy for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, in other entertainment news, Good Morning America co-anchors TJ Holmes and Amy Robach have been temporarily taken off the air over their romantic affair. ABC President Kim Godwin said the goings-on had become an internal and external disruption, and she wanted to do what was best for the organization. While on an editorial call, Godwin said, "This is something I'm not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about this on this call until there is more to be said. I'm asking that we stop the whispering in the hallways." How's she going to do that? You know, we can operate with gossip
are we supposed
and speculation.
To whisper it? All right. Okay. All right. Well, I say it out loud then. All right.
What?
Hey, boss said stop all this whispering. Here they come. They touching. Look how I look at them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really, you know, I don't care nothing about none of it. You know, even though TJ, you know, kind of did me wrong one time, uh-huh. I'm going to just side with him on this one and just be the,
what?
And just say that, you know, that he got the right to do whatever he want to do.
Are you growing as a person?
Uh-huh, I have grown. I have grown, you know.
But let's back up. What do you mean he did you wrong?
Oh, he know what he did, you know, on the Miss Universe thing 2015. He talked about me real bad. You know, we were supposed to be cool. I cut the TV on. He just dragged me through the mud. Okay. Okay. And then, you know, I went on and survived. And, you know, he who he is and I'm who I am. And it's all looks fair to me. Uh-huh. You know.
Throwing rocks.
Well, you know, at least I ain't in the paper now, you know.
I paid six, baby.
You know, so I do know if I date somebody, they're going to have to be the host of the show. I have to, only people I can date is Sherry Shepherd. And I'd have to date Sherry Shepherd, Kelly Clarkson, Ellen. I'm just looking at who's all
Whoopi.
Available. Whoopi. Yeah, I
Robin
have to
Roberts.
Whoopi. Robin Roberts.
Who
else?
Hoda Kotb on today.
Cher. If I had Cher, they'll let me go. That's an age difference. I'm 65, and Cheryl Underwood, they let that go.
Yeah. From the talk, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm available for, you know.
Yeah, Cheryl is.
Yeah, I just Cheryl named everybody really that don't want me, so.
Yeah.
You know, that's what killed me. You ever heard anybody talking about, Man, would you were Beyonce or Rihanna? Now, what difference do it make? Don't neither one of them want you.
Would you rather?
No, they be in the barbershop just be arguing. Yeah. Would you rather have Beyonce or Rihanna? Hey, dog. Y'all stop.
Don't a waste neither of one time. Of them.
What? Stop.
Talking
like
they ain't
time.
Got no say so in it.
Bruh. Man, hell yeah, I do, Beyonce. Boy, go sit your ass down.
All right, finally in entertainment news, Blair Underwood was married for 27 years before he and his wife Desiree split last year. Well, last week, Blair announced that he is engaged to his friend. Her name is Josie Hart. Blair said, quote, "She had my back since before I even became an actor. When a 41-year friendship slaps you in the back of the head and blossoms into romance, you stand up and pay attention and step forward in gratitude." And the sigh is about what, Steve Harvey?
Surprise! Who in here surprise? Another friend. We was friends for 41 years, and then it slapped you upside the back of your head. Oh, this ain't the first time you felt that slap, Blair. I can promise you that right there. Oh, hell no. And I bet she got you through the divorce and everything. Y'all, listen to me, man. I'm good with Blair.
You say it all the time.
Just Blair. Blair Underwood is just, it's just reinforcing what I'm talking. And for all y'all out there talking about he just got the divorce a year ago, now he engaged already, the marriage been over. That's the date that the courts gave you. The marriage been over. Don't stop looking at it like that. Congratulations to Blair, and congratulations for upholding the long-held theory of Steve Harvey that men cannot be your damn friend.
Men and women can't be friends, so that's the
not age
old
when
question.
Given the chance to be something else. Period. Okay. The moment you crack the door, watch how friendly we get.
And by crack the door, you mean just give an inch.
Present
a
an
inch.
Opportunity. Show a glitch, a crack in the armor. Show a want, a need, a desire, a wink, a flirtatious smile, a rub on his shoulder, a patting on his hand, touching his thigh. Any of that. Any of that to get you rolled up. Any of it.
But there's a
get
condition
you rolled up,
that,
sweetie.
If what? You're attracted to the person, right?
As that's... most men are.
Huh?
As would most men are.
Right. Okay. So are we friends?
Because you know some people will argue you down that men and women can be friends.
Right. C-A-N.
Ladies, he's your friend if you can't see him as nothing else. But I tell you what, I bet he can see you as something else.
Absolutely. Oh, okay.
I would never. He's just a friend. All women can do that and handle it all the time. But in his mind, though, he playing a different song. You can't hear it, but the song is on. Just to be close to you.
That's the song he's playing. All right.
For the
all right.
moment, baby.
Well, congratulations, moment, Blair and Josie. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, prime time is still trending. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Still trending, according to Yahoo.com. Well, the Deion Sanders era for Jackson State football will end after the Celebration Bowl on December 17th. Colorado announced the hiring of the Jackson State coach on Saturday, just hours after the Tigers defeated Southern 43-24 to win back-to-back SWAC championship games. Love or hate Deion, he has never let people's criticism define him. He is a coach, a mentor, and a friend who loves football. Period. Right, Steve?
First of all, you all have no idea what that man went through at Jackson State to get that program to the level he got it to. You have no, it was a 24/7 love affair with football and them kids. College game day was at Jackson State. When? When they start doing that? When did they start airing HBCU games on ESPN2? When did they start doing that? When did national attention come to HBCUs until Prime got there? And then, fourthly, who amongst you will not accept a pay raise for doing your job? Who will not sign the bigger contract? Who? So if you don't know what the man went through, which I only know a portion of it because we've talked several times, but the man went through a lot. The hate that's coming his way is ridiculous, man. Are we crabs in the barrel? Do you not understand what this means? If Deion Sanders can come from an HBCU to go to a Division I football program, do you know that could only mean maybe a few years from now and Deion Sanders will be a candidate to be a football coach in the NFL. That also opens up another spot at the HBCU school. He brought recognition to the HBCU players. Some of these players are going to go with him. Their life is going to change in a huge way because now college players get paid. I don't appreciate the hatred that's gone his way, nor do you understand how much of his soul he gave to that university. And that man did a great thing. Now, if other universities would take notice, give these coaches what they need in their programs. Stop allowing your people who are in the university to not do the right thing with the funding.
So how long would have been okay? I mean, what? How do you?
Oh, forever.
Determine.
Oh, forever.
We own you.
Oh, see, for us, it's forever.
Right.
No. I don't know how y'all think that's supposed to be.
I think more ball
Let him
players.
Go.
Professional NFL players should go back to HBCUs and help out and do kind of what Deion did. Just keep it
Eddie
going.
George is doing it in Tennessee.
Yeah, it don't have to just be him.
Doug Williams did it at Grambling.
Yes, he did. All right. We got to run, guys. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, it is Election Day in Georgia. Go vote. We'll talk about it right after this.
We just don't want Herschel to coach nobody. That...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is Election Day in Georgia. That's right. Get excited about it. If you haven't already voted, get out and vote today. Just in case you missed it, former President Barack Obama rallied for incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock last week, last Thursday to be exact, where he mentioned Herschel Walker's vampire versus werewolves discussion. Take a listen.
Since the last time I was here, since the last time I was here, Mr. Walker has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia. Like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate that I must confess I once had myself. When I was 7. Then I grew up. In case you're wondering, by the way, Mr. Walker decided he wanted to be a werewolf, which is great. As far as I'm concerned, he can be anything he wants to be. Except for a United States senator.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, the part I liked about it is before he started talking, he had to laugh at it.
Yes. 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 I love that.
The last time I was here, because, you know, man, as an intelligent person, it's really, it's alarming when you sit here and you listen to how, look, man, I don't, most people at any level, when you listen to Herschel Walker, you shake your head. You go, wait a minute, man.
Absolutely.
What's the latest thing he said about the coon
situation? The coons.
You know anything about a coon? I'm from the country. Coon is one of the smartest animals out there. So your stupid ass thinks that the reason white people started calling us coons was because they thought they was the smartest. That's what you think that is? Well, you about you dumber than you. You're as dumb as they need you to be.
Good statement. Good.
That's
statement
amazing,
right,
man. When you can take a racial slur that they gave to us, we didn't start calling ourselves coons.
No.
They did that in cartoons back in the day. They did it. It was a direct insult. And you somehow have managed to turn around and like that. Boy, you as dumb as they need you to be. Even a racist white person, when you made that statement about Coon, said, well, that's not what we intended it for.
He flipped that on us,
didn't he? I don't rightfully think he's got that right. The reason we called you a coon is not because we thought you were smart. We that little mask on your face because we think you're a low stealing breed. Oh, things like that. Lower scavenger, hunting through trash,
living slave,
sneaking
man
around at night. That's what he was talking about. Well, I guess he's right, though.
Boy. Please get out and vote today. Today, 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 today.
And we got to hair up and get off the air because I got to go vote.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Have your car running and
I
ready.
I got to get to the house. I got to get out there, man. I don't care what it's doing out here. I ain't even looked out the window yet. I could care less. I'm going to get in this line. I'm going to encourage some people. If I see them down there, I'm going to take my mask off and speak to people. Thank y'all for voting. And if I see anybody with a Herschel sign, I'm going to knock it out their hand. I don't give a damn. I'll probably go to jail today.
That's voter intimidation.
I'm thinking about taking water down there, chairs, everything. Passing stuff out. What are you doing,
first,
Mr. Harvey? I'm giving people, the old people, I'm giving them chairs and water. Mm. It's against the law. What you going to do?
I got the right to be here and everybody. Now, Steve, I want you to vote. I want you to think about it when you goes in there and you sees my name on there. I want you to think about it. What, I mean, this is the biggest erection ever. I want you to go in there.
You know
and
something,
think
Junior?
About me.
When you know
you
something,
see
Junior?
My name. I want
Herschel
you to think
Jr.
What...
Herschel Jr.
Yes. That's,
listen to me. Hey, remember this. You're a coon.
Now, see what folk don't know? That's a compliment right there. That's what you don't get. See,
you better say it, Herschel.
Taking that
wrong. I can't take it.
You sure better say it, Herschel. What is all that right. again now we called y'all? What is it called?
Coon compliments is what these is. That's
Frank phone call coming up next.
Dumb as we need him to be, right?
Go vote.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, my husband's assistant is very helpful. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to go down to the break room, Shirley, the break room. Right here is Break Room Barbecue. Break Room Barbecue. I think we've all had some experience in the break room. Everybody has. Break Room Barbecue. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Eric.
Yeah, this is Eric. What's up?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. With me and you finna get some straight today, dog. Right here, right now. Let me say this, man.
Who is this? What you talking about right now?
This is Quincy right here. This Quincy. I work in the same building. I work on the same floor you work on. All right, and I know that a lot of people on the floor, everybody kind of share the break room and the refrigerator or whatever, but let me tell you this right now. It's been brought to my attention that you the person on Tuesday, all right, that went in there and ate my barbecue ribs, all right? Whoa. It took me 4 or 5 hours to smoke them.
Hey, whoa, slow down. You say your name Quincy, right? Slow down, Quincy.
My name.
Who bringing this to your attention, bro?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about who told me. But everybody said you always eating people's stuff out the damn break room and out the refrigerator.
Well, I don't know who is everybody or whatever, but I ain't eating nothing out the refrigerator. I go out and get my own food, bro. I go out and get my own food, so I don't know what you're talking about right now. And I don't know who over there is telling you.
Let me say this to you, Eric. Let me say this to you, all right? I'm coming by your cubicle tomorrow. I see anything. I see some barbecue sauce, anything remotely look close to my barbecue ribs, I swear to you, I'm whooping your ass right there in your
man, cubicle. You need to chill, man. I'm not about the threats, bro. I'm telling you, I wasn't the one that did that. I'm telling you that right now, so you need to calm down.
I ain't calming down, okay? I'm telling you right now, you're going to get up in your cubicle.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm not the one that's doing that. That's what I'm telling you. So you're coming at the wrong person.
How come everybody say if anybody ate your food, it's probably Eric. Eric the one always eating everybody's stuff up.
They can say whatever they want to say. That don't mean that I was the one that did that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So they lying on you now.
They lying on you.
I'm trying to tell you they lying. I'm telling you that.
So you do understand what I'm saying. If it's anything that remotely look close to barbecue sauce, anything, a real bone, anything like that around your cubicle, in the trash can, in your work area, I'm whooping your ass, Eric.
Man, Quincy, man, I'm trying to be nice to you on this damn phone, bro, but I told you about these threats. So at this point in time, for you threatening me again, you and your damn barbecue sandwich, bro. That's how it is right now. You and your barbecue sandwich, bro. I told you to stop making these threats to me, bro. Go on and admit that you ate it, Eric.
Go on and admit it then.
You know what? At this point, speaking to you on this phone like this, bro, I really wish I ate your damn sandwich, bro. I wish I did, bro.
I'm telling you right now, I smoked them ribs for 5 hours. I smoked them ribs. Put my hard work in it, and then I get to work, getting ready to eat my food, and somebody then ate my barbecue ribs, and then everybody's saying, Eric, the one always eating everybody food. I'm telling you, dude, I will come to your cubicle and f*** you up if I find anything look like my ribs over there.
That's like the third threat you done gave me, bro. That was good, bro. That was good as f***. I'm so glad I took that shit. Damn, I'm so glad.
Oh, so you admitting it now?
Now, I'm telling you what you want to hear, Quincy. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you what you want to hear.
That's your ass tomorrow. That's your ass tomorrow at the cubicle. I'm telling you now.
Nowhere. We working in the same building, right? I ain't going nowhere. You know what floor I'm at. I ain't going nowhere. Was good. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you got my number, bro. But we even got to wait till you get up there to my flow. We can get this cracking in the lobby, bro. In the lobby, you can get your damn ribs broken. Your ribs, not the ribs that you cooked on that barbecue, your ribs. We can get it cracking right there in the lobby.
It's whatever at this point, Eric. It's whatever.
Obviously.
Okay. It's, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna let Deshae know what's up.
Deshae? I know she ain't tell you nothing about eating nothing, like eating your food, bro. I know Deshae didn't say nothing like that to you.
Deshae ain't say you ain't no rib. That ain't what Deshae told me.
So why you bringing her? Why you bringing her up then?
You want to know what Deshae told me?
What did Deshae told you, bro? What she told
you? Deshae told me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker, Deshae.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Eric. Hey, man, check it out. This is Nephew Tommy, bro. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl, Deshae, your coworker, got me to prank you, man.
You know what, man? Boy, you got my blood boiling, man. Oh, man. Oh, Deshae, she going to get it, bro. She going to get it when I get back in there. And I listen to y'all every, man, I don't believe it. Man, hey, you got me, man. Oh, man. It is an honor, bro. It is an honor. Tommy, man. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I'm going to get Deshae, though. You tell her ass is mine.
Wait, man, it's 2020, man. Do me a favor. Tell everybody what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the baddest radio show in the land is Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Man, go get some ribs and have a nice day, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, man.
Baddest show in the land, baby.
Wow, man.
Baddest show in the land.
Yes, it is. And you play too much on the baddest show in the land.
Baddest show in the land. Deshae got me to do it.
Uh-huh.
ribs.
Messing with people.
You can't eat no black folk ribs now. You know you can't.
No.
You can't.
No. Why would you
not do that?
He said we can get it started in the lobby.
And y'all already know me. I wouldn't put no food in the break room. No way. That's the grossest.
And leave it. And leave it in there.
Oh, he started licking his own fingers on the phone. Just,
yeah. Good. Yeah.
He just said, forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did it. Now what?
I ain't gonna keep arguing with you. I'm not gonna do it. All right, let's go. Greenville, North Carolina. Greenville, North Carolina at the Greenville Convention Center. December 22nd, which is a Thursday night. The nephew will be in town with Nephew Tommy and friends. That's Greenville, North Kakalaki, Thursday night, December 22nd. Back on stage, microphone in the hand. The nephew, stupid as all get out. You think the pranks are stupid? I'm way more stupid than that. So come see me live and in person. The nephew is there. Laying in the cut is Shreveport, Louisiana, MLK weekend, Sunday, January 15th, Shreveport Municipal Auditorium. That's municipal. Monica kept correcting me. She said it's not municipal. It's municipal. It's the municipal auditorium. Shreveport, Louisiana. That is Sunday, January 15th, MLK weekend. It's called Date Night, all right? Date Night is what it is. It's Date Night, Nephew Tommy and friends, all right? That is Ticketmaster. All Ticketmaster outlets, or you can go to the box office and get you some tickets for Shreveport, Louisiana, or East Texas. My wife from Palestine. Yeah,
Palestine, up around there. Texas, yes.
Jack and Miles, spoiled as all get out, but I don't mind. Lord, love her to death. Love her to death. Took care of my crazy behind.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're excited to get back out there on that road.
Boy, I had that trach in my throat and had an argument with Jackie and thought it was words coming out of my mouth and what the damn.
What was you arguing with a trach in your damn throat for?
I'm saying.
You're about a stupid.
arguing
with your wife standing there by your side in your corner. I talked to her, I can't tell you how many times. Wasn't nobody else standing down there because I wasn't coming down there.
Strawberry letter up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Show.
It is election day in Georgia. Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote, please. We support Senator Raphael Warnock on this show. Of course, you know that already. Please, when you vote, vote for Senator Raphael Warnock. All right?
Period.
You
got to get this, out of here.
Do it today.
I got to get to the polls. That's I got to go.
Today. Yeah. Yeah, so we're hurrying up for you, Steve. Get out and vote today. It is time now as we switch gears for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Now, y'all best buckle up and hold on tight. Because here's it is. This here be strawberries. Little. That's what that be.
Get out of here, Herschel.
Loser. Loser.
We're not trying to hear from you. No. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I own and operate a small business, and I still work full time. I used to do the payroll and purchasing for the business, but it got to be too much for me. My husband and I discussed hiring an assistant in addition to the 3 employees we have. A few days later, my husband went to a trade show, and he met a potential employee. We tried to do a FaceTime interview with her, but I couldn't get a clear picture of her. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl. She's 27 years old, and she said she had accounting experience, so we hired her on the spot. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work with us. This was a grown woman with an authoritative tone and big legs and long eyelashes. She fit in at first and was good in accounting. But after a month, the staff told us she's too bossy. My husband took up for her and said that is exactly what's needed in the workplace. She even playfully told him what to do, and he did it. I was afraid to say anything to him because I knew what he'd say. He thinks I have control issues and I don't like the woman because she's a woman. I took a step back and thought about it. No, that's not it at all. I began popping up and I caught them eating lunch and laughing and talking one day. Another day, I saw him follow her around the store with his eyes. He was focused on her big legs. I asked her to give me a count of cups and lids so I could purchase more, and she told me that Curtis assigned the ordering to her. Well, isn't she helpful? There's only so much that I can take. Am I too controlling or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. Yes, not only will she be a problem, but she's already a problem. Obviously, because she's got you feeling some kind of way. But here's the issue. You can do whatever you want to do. It is your business too. She had no right to be that flippant with you, period. I don't care what Curtis told her. She could have answered your question in a much more respectful way, not tell you what Curtis told her. She was disrespectful, and your husband should have checked her right then and there. But instead, he's taking up for her all over the office. Even the other employees complain that, she's too bossy.
And doesn't he realize what he's doing? I mean, he's the one that's causing division in the workplace and making two of them look very suspicious. And did you say you were afraid to say anything to him because he would say you didn't like her because she's a woman? Well, he might say that, or he might say you have control issues. So what? He might say that, but you still have a right to say whatever you want to say. You don't have to be fearful about it. The two of them now are eating lunch together. His eyes are following her around the store. He's checking out her big legs, and he's allowing her to talk to you kind of crazy. Well, that's a no-no. This is a situation that needs to be handled like only a wife can, and you need to talk to your husband, not her. Don't talk to her. Talk to him. Tell your husband he's out of order, and to not let her talk to you that way, and to let her know that if you ask her for something, to give it to you. You're the wife. You're the business owner as well. I know you told her she was in charge of ordering now. He did that. But you are the missus, and you're in charge over everything, okay? The whole business. I'll never forget this time. I don't know if you guys saw it on Wildin' Out when Nick was just on there kind of acting crazy, Nick Cannon, and all of a sudden he got this crazy look in his face. Mariah walked from backstage and said, Nick, I will shut all this sugar honey iced tea down. I will shut it all down. Well, that's what you need to do. All right, Steve.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you, Shirley, because you've never used an outside reference or story in any of your strawberry letter responses in 22 years.
That threw you off. Right
you
there?
Told that threw me way off, dog. She told a Nick Cannon analogy to use in her strawberry letter. Bravo, Shirley. Bravo. Way to do it, darling. Way to try to bring it on home now. Use examples. See, you know, people often say, Steve, this letter ain't about you. You got to make it about you. Shirley took this letter and made it about Nick Cannon. I thought was outstanding. Thank you so much. Now, here's a letter.
All right.
Here's a letter in a nutshell. At the end of the letter, the question was asked, am I too controlling? This is really not what this letter is about. You're not too controlling. You're jealous. This letter is about jealousy, envy, suspicion. That's what this letter is about. And that's how I'm going to have to address it. Shirley did an admirable job about it. The kudos to you, Shirley, for the use of the Nick Cannon analogy. 22 years you've never used an outside story in your answer. I felt just wonderful.
You're still making it about you. Okay. Here we go. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband's assistant is very helpful. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband's assistant is very helpful. Yes, she is.
Well, my husband's assistant is very helpful. This is a disguise. The question in this letter is at the end, am I too controlling? Or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. That's what this letter is about. But the question should not be, am I too controlling? This is a letter about jealousy and suspicion. Let me take you down the letter, show you how meaningless some of this stuff is until we get down to what she really wants. My husband and I own and operate a small business, and I still work full time. Okay, that's shaky because I think it's your husband. I'm not really sure. I used to do payroll and purchasing for the business, but it got to be too much for me, which means she doesn't do it anymore, so now her husband's running it. My husband and I discussed hiring an assistant to go along with the three employees they got. A couple days later, your husband at a trade show met a potential employee. Tried to do a FaceTime interview with her, but couldn't get a clear picture of it. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl. Here we go. This is where the jealousy starts to come in at. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl, which obviously would have been okay. She's 27 years old. She says she had an accounting experience. So we hired her on the spot. Did we not? Okay. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work with us. She knew what she was doing. This was a grown woman. Most 27-year-old women are grown, with an authoritative tone and big legs and long eyelashes. What do the big legs and the long eyelashes got to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you. You don't wear long eyelashes, and you ain't got big legs. So now you are trying to figure out, what does she have that you don't? You see, this letter is taking an ugly turn, y'all. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work. She fit in at first. She was good in accounting. She was good at that. She said that. But after a month, the staff told her she's too bossy. Now, I don't like that line right there, because most authoritative women get accused as being bossy. If men are authoritative, we just the boss.
We get accused of another B word.
But you get called bossy when you're authoritative, so I think that's unfair. Mm-hmm. I think that's very unfair. Mm-hmm. But now she was good at accounting. My husband took up for her and said that's exactly what's needed in the workplace. True statement. She even playfully told him what to do, and he did it. Well, you know, you bringing somebody in there that can help out, she helping out. I was afraid to say anything to him because I knew what he'd say. He thinks I have control issues, and I don't like the woman because she's a woman. And I think he's 100% correct. I think you don't like her because she's a woman. I don't think you like her because she got big legs and got long eyelashes. Uh-oh. Am I being clear here? Well, it's okay, team. I got you. I was afraid to say anything because I knew what he'd say. Uh-huh. I think he thinks I got control issues, and I don't like the woman because she's a woman. That's exactly it. I took a step back and thought about it. But no, it's not that at all.
Right.
I began popping up, and I caught him eating lunch and laughing. Well, you know, look, they got to eat. They do have to eat.
Okay.
Why he eating lunch with her is where the bus come in at.
Yes.
See, that's where it starts. See, you been eating lunch, but now you eating lunch with the big legs and the long eyelash. Mm. And y'all ain't just eating, y'all laughing. And talking. Mm-hmm. What the hell is y'all down there at that job talking for? These jobs can be done in silence.
Yeah, really, really.
You don't see the jealousy coming in now? Yeah, it's some jealousy gang coming in here now. Another day, I saw him follow her around the store with his eyes. He was focused on her big legs. God, dog. The wife ain't got big legs.
Why is he looking over there?
Why was he looking over there, following her around the stove?
And she
why was
you
in the stove with all y'all? But what is, why is he getting busted looking? Where your glasses at?
Because he's stupid.
Boy, look ahead of her and let her walk into your eye line. Then when she get in your eye line, turn your head the other way. That's how
he's
you do this.
Plenty to be jealous.
I asked her to caught them eating lunch and following her around with his eyes, focused on her big legs. I asked her to give me a count on cups and lids so I could purchase more. She told me Curtis assigned the ordering to her.
Oops.
Well, isn't she helpful? That ain't really got nothing to do with it. Curtis told me to do it. There's only so much that I can take. Am I too controlling? Or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. You want her out the company because you're jealous of your husband with her right now. And you should be.
Yeah.
You should be jealous because you're a woman and that's your job.
Men can
quit talking about her because she bossy. She got big legs. She can't have little legs.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. That's Steve Harvey FM. On Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
Where your eyelashes at?
Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior is up with Sports Talk right after
coming,
this.
Coming there with the cups your damn self.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got,
all right,
Junior?
Pimpin' on the fire. That's all I can tell you right now,
that
man.
Pimp is on fire.
Not Alicia Keys.
Boy. This pimp is on fire.
Picking them pimpin',
come on,
man.
Junior.
Here we go. Bills over the Patriots 24-10.
Picked it.
Yes, you did, Pippin. Steelers over the Falcons 19-16. Guess what, Pippin?
Picked it.
All right, Pippin, here we go. Packers over the Bears 28-19, Pippin.
Nah, I don't think I picked that one.
Jaguars lose to the Lions 40-14.
Detroit. Where the Lions play.
The Vikings over the Jets 27-22. Good game.
Told y'all.
The Eagles over the Titans, Pippin, 35-10.
Jalen Hurt. Oh, make a sci-fi.
Go with that. You see it? Picked it. Man, the Ravens over the Broncos. I don't know what Russell got going on, man. He just
told
can't get a win.
You. Lamar got hurt, it's too, bad. Man.
Yeah, and Lamar got hurt with a knee injury, man. So we're going to see he's week to week. All right, here go another one, Pimpin. The Browns over the Texans and Deshaun Watson's return 27-14.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, Houston boy. Quiet this morning.
Yeah.
We ain't quiet. We right here.
We've been quiet for 10 weeks. I don't know why we get in.
Yeah, all right now.
Here go another one, Pimpin. Upset.
Roll it.
Seahawks over the Rams 27-23.
I told y'all, picked it. Seahawks, my boy Geno Smith.
Man, this game here, man, Washington Commanders and the Giants, they tied 20-20 at the end of that game, man, in overtime.
Yeah, I picked the Commanders in an upset anyway, which was really an upset because they was heavily favored to lose.
Yeah. The 49ers over the Dolphins 33-17.
Did I get that game. One?
No, Pimper, you picked the Dolphins on that
okay,
one.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't feel real good.
Here we go. The Bengals beat the Chiefs in a close one, 27-24.
How the hell?
First time, man, Mahomes lost to one quarterback three times. Oh, man. Here we go. Raiders, though, over the Chargers, 27-20.
Upset. Picked it.
The Cowboys. Put a lashing on the Colts, 54-19. Good
beat them. Beat them like they were stepchildren out there. Man,
that was it, Pippin. A great week of picks for you, brother. You
That's
did
all
that.
I can say. I'm hot now. That pimp is on fire.
I'm here. Thank you, Pippin. Coming up next, a guy on social media needs some advice from you, Steve. She called my mom and lied about being pregnant. We'll talk about it right after this. Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh. All right, so Steve Roy on Steve Harvey FM writes, I'm mad AF. For months, I've been telling my family the reason I broke up with my ex is that she is nutty. She has convinced them that I'm a heartless, cold-blooded man. What's worse, she's still calling them and has convinced them that she's pregnant and I'm refusing to support, quote, our baby. I know for a fact that she's not pregnant and she's just doing it all for attention. How can I get my own family back on my side on this?
Hey, Unc, I need some support here because I'm losing my sugar, honey, iced tea.
Well, here's the deal, son. Remember this. Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% what you do about it. You don't have to participate in the lie. You don't have to participate in the blackmail attempt. The blackmail attempt only works if you have something that you're being threatened to be taken from you or cost you. All you got to do, listen to me, son, the pregnancy thing goes away in a matter of months. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to keep talking about this because in some months, people going to start wondering where the baby at. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is keep your pants zipped up. Don't do nothing stupid. And just let it all play out. Now, you've said who she is. Now she's trying to damage you and doing stuff that's, you know, like really uncool, trying to get attention. Since you know this, all you got to do is let it play out. Let her call your family. You stop responding. All you have to say is, y'all going to see. Took me a while to see it, but y'all going to see. One thing about this lie, the pregnancy lie, you can only tell this lie for 9 months.
9 months.
It really ain't a 9 month lie. You got to discover you're pregnant somewhere. So all you got to do is hang in there. After a while, somebody got to start showing. It ain't even going to take a whole 9 months.
Right, it doesn't.
You know, calling them, say, about six.
We need to see.
About 6 months, we need to see some bumps or something.
Uh-huh.
So, bruh, your best way to handle it, you ain't got to keep losing your sugar, honey, iced tea. Be still. You can wait this one out. This will prove itself right. Stop engaging her. This happened to a relative of mine who called me. Got into it on social media with a girl. I said, quit engaging it. He said, but you don't understand. She telling my followers, she's posting it. I said, bruh, you ain't that big a news story. But as long as you responding, they seeing these back and forth comments. She posting your screen shooting your text and all like that. Stop. He stopped, called me a week later and said, wow, thanks so much, man. I didn't respond. It went away. I said, because you wasn't giving her nothing to go on. So that's all it is, son. It's got to stay out of it.
All right. Liz says, I've been married for 6 years and I do love my husband and I know he loves me. But everything about him and our life together is just so uninteresting. I try to spice things up every once in a while. Most of the time he'll go along with it, but it's never his idea. I think he'd be happy just continue the way things are until we die. And I just can't stand the thought of that. I'm thinking about leaving him. How do I figure out if our marriage is worth working for or if, in fact, the grass is actually greener on the other side? That's from Liz.
Well, I'm probably the last person you want to ask about staying.
Liz wrote the wrong show.
once I look over there and see all that green grass, I go through the fence. I climb the fence. I cut the barbed wire. I got to get over here by this green grass. I'm probably not the best person to
but
ask
did
about
ask you.
State. I am now. But I have a track record that says,
All right, Liz.
I ain't finna keep doing this here.
We'll have more of today's Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at about 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so here's a question for you. Did you follow your childhood dream? Now, according to a new survey by Zetty, that's Z-I-T-Y, probably not. The survey found that more than two-thirds of those who had a dream job picked out as a kid didn't end up making that dream come true. For male respondents, becoming a professional athlete topped the list at 17%, while 22% of women wanted to become teachers. The age in which reality started to sink in for Americans was 15 years old when they got their first jobs. The top childhood dream jobs of Americans include doctor, teacher, veterinarian, musician, movie star, professional athlete, artist, etc. So, did you follow your dream job since your childhood or what? That's the question.
I think what happens to the boy who wants to be a professional athlete at around 15, it starts losing grip. It ain't because he got a job. It's because he went out there and played with some people that's fitting to be pros.
Uh-huh.
And found out real fast, my ass ain't going. Because the dude just blew by me like I was standing still. And I was running as fast as I could. That boy going to the pros, you ain't.
That's
what happened around 15.
That's true.
All right.
Find out real fast.
Yeah, they do.
I played in the summer league with the Cleveland Cavaliers one time. That's when I knew.
Really?
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather spend Christmas with the entire family, okay? Or would you rather spend Christmas with three celebrities of your choice?
No, my family.
Hey, my family, yeah.
My family.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. Christmas
even though they get family, on my damn nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those family, celebrities? Man.
Yeah. No, I don't see my grandkids opening their toys and stuff.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys.
Sit up here and eat at my house, man, enjoying my life God done gave me.
Celebrity. Great dads, great husbands.
So proud of you guys.
Sitting up with their monkey ass.
But what would you rather do, Shirley? Open it up with Morgan
I'm
Freeman?
Asking you guys. with my family. Come on.
Yeah.
Here's another would you rather. Would you rather live the last year over again? Would you rather live this last year over again? Or would you rather move on to the new year?
Hell no, I don't want to do this year again.
No.
Move
on to the new year, yeah.
I'm not doing this year ever again. Man, blank 2022.
Junior, you got married this year.
Yeah.
It's a good year for you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm going to move on to the next year, though. Still, I'm moving on.
And still I rise.
Damn, if I try to live this one again. Uh-huh. Good God. You can have 2022.
You reliving this year or you moving on to the next?
Hell no.
Would you rather?
I live my life with expectations of great things to occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking for the great things God got for me. I know it's going to be some challenges and all like that. Going to be some setbacks.
Always.
Probably going to be some disappointments. But eventually it's going to get me where I'm trying to go. Let's go. I'm ready for it.
All right, 2020.
All right, keep it moving. Mm-hmm. All right, would you rather sing Jingle Bells once every hour for 2 weeks, or would you rather wear an elf costume every single day for 1 week?
I'm not putting it down.
I'm putting it on. B.
You are, Junior.
Yeah, I'm putting it on. I'm going around breaking kids' hearts for Christmas. That's what I'm doing. You're not getting nothing. I didn't see your name. I'm telling you.
I'm going to do it two ways.
Okay.
I'm singing Jingle Bells, and I'm going to make Tommy wear the elf outfit.
I'm not wearing the elf outfit.
I was wondering when you were going to. I was wondering.
Bring your little ass on over here and be something for these kids and shut up and make a train in front of these kids with some wood.
Do your job.
Man.
All right, would you rather clean up the streets in Times Square in the French Quarters after New Year's Eve? Yeah, would you rather clean up the streets after New Year's Eve, or would you rather clean up after zoo animals?
Zoo poop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't going to be out in them streets. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to pick it up.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be down there at that zoo. That stuff going to be smeared all over the place. I'm done. Get me out.
Hockey.
Oh, let me out. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's got it all.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys.
We ain't
we'll finna
be up in here
up
sweeping
show.
Up after white folks. That's not going to happen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this election day in Georgia. Steve, take it away.
The big day.
Yeah.
We are here. I, like so many others, did not early vote. I was out the country. So I'm going to cast my vote today, God willing. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Doesn't matter the temperature. It doesn't matter the wetness, coldness. It don't matter. It don't matter because I vote for all those people that made the right possible for me to vote. A lot worse things was facing those people. They were getting beaten, burned out, shot out, lynched, murdered, stabbed, German shepherds, fire hoses. They did everything. Least I can do is go stand in line. So I am voting. I'm voting because my people paid the price for us to vote, and we owe it to them. We got to not lose our sense of responsibility and our sense of history, as we oftentimes in this right now society of what have you done for me lately? No, it ain't what have you done for me lately. It's what have they done for us to be able to sit here and say, what have you done for me lately? The reason we can Instagram, the reason we can flex, the reason we can act like we buying big cars and sitting in front of malls and shopping and living where we want to live and kids going to school where they want to go to school because somebody paid a price for that. So there ain't no what have you done for me lately. It's just what have you done for me. The civil rights movement was big. We're going to go, I'm going to show up for that. The other reason I'm showing up because I want this to be over. Today sends a clear message to us that no matter what happens, today is the last day. I've often said in my journey that I can do one more anything. I break it down to one all the time because that helps me be able to deal with it. Sometimes I have to say I can do one more year. Sometimes I have to say I can do one more month. Sometimes I have to break it down and say I can do one more week. Then finally I have to say I can do one more day. And then finally I get to say I'm going to just do it one more time. I keep it down in them ones because it's simple for me that way. But now we got one more day of watching these ads on TV. One more day of watching this idiot that they have put in front of us as a viable candidate. The shame and hypocrisy of the far right and the Republican Party to go and dig up a candidate like Herschel Walker and try to run him down our throat. The sad part is they acted like they all right with it. Man, do you know how devious and how hateful of a person you have to be to know something ain't right, but to go along with it and make it right and try to tell everybody it's right when you know good and hell well it's wrong? He ain't put a full sentence together since he been running. He has not made a viable statement since he's been running. He don't look like a senator. He don't act like a senator. He don't sound like a senator. He don't talk like a senator. He don't think like a senator. This dude is ridiculous, man. But after today, it's going to be over with, one way or the other. I want everybody who hasn't voted to join in with me today, and let's go vote. Let's go vote. If you didn't early vote, that's fine. We got one day, one time, one moment, one stance, one day to drive down to the poll, one line to stand in, one ballot to fill out. All we need is one. One. And if each one of you go down there to vote, then Senator Raphael Warnock will be the next and continue to be the senator for the state of Georgia. What has he done to be replaced by Herschel Walker? I'm really, man, just trying to look at it. You can put all them commercials where he voted with Biden and all like this right here. Herschel Walker? Man, it's just ridiculous, man. So I'm asking everybody, let's go to the polls today. Let's go to the polls. I'm just encouraging you. I'm asking you to just get out. Make the sacrifice. I know the weather ain't the best right now. I got that. I got this little, it's winter time, though. It is winter. It's December. Now, I don't know. There wasn't no need of hoping for a spring day. Spring don't usually happen in December. But, boy, we stand in line for everything else. Stand in line to see Black Panther. We'll stand in line when the latest shoe come out. You'll stand in line to get that new damn iPhone. We can stand in line to send a man to the Senate that can represent us in a way where we can at least be proud of it. Oh, you may not agree with everything he's doing or saying, but you can't possibly agree with anything Herschel Walker has said. Nothing. But at least you can have somebody in there that you don't mind listening to, that you can have a conversation with, that can formulate a sentence, that can put a thought together, that knows the issues. We have that chance today. I'll be glad so I won't have to make this cry anymore. I'll be glad because I just won't have to say this no more. But man, let's get to the polls, y'all. One more time. Just one time. Pull it together. You ain't got to put no makeup on. You ain't got to do your hair on. Get you a hoodie and a mask. Take yourself down there. Show your ID. Pull that mask off. Let them see your face. And let's go vote. Let's go vote today. And let's put an end to this hypocrisy and this ignorant-ass candidate they done put in front of us. This ridiculous person has no business in the Senate. And then, so watch this. Soon as this is over with, he going to go right back to Texas. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.